Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Pacific Gas and Electric Company announced that it's sending more than 150 employees to New York to help restore power in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Crews from all over PG&E's Northern and Central California service area will depart from Sacramento within the next couple of days. Many utility companies in the storm's projected path are calling upon extra workers and resources from across the country from the industry's mutual aid network. PG&E is part of that network. They will send overhead and underground maintenance and construction teams, electric first responders, and determine the cause of an outage and how best to restore power and damage assessment personnel. Last week, the Garberville office of the California Highway Patrol issued a press release about a single vehicle collision took the lives of two passengers, 21-year-old Vincent Dodson and his father, 44-year-old Greg Dodson. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt when the driver of the vehicle, 20-year-old Dominic Calici, lost control and his vehicle rolled over several times. Calici was arrested following the incident, jailed on vehicular manslaughter, although impairment was ruled out as a cause. Yesterday, the CHP provided a shocking update. Investigators at the scene found three loaded handguns, two of which were stolen, duct tape, a ski mask, M80 fireworks, an ASP, an expandable baton, body armor, and a printed Google map showing directions from Vallejo to Shelter Cove. The CHP suspects the men were on their way to a home invasion robbery at the Shelter Cove location before the collision interrupted. Investigation continues, and anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP Garberville office. A sheriff's deputy was called out to the Early Bird Cafe Saturday afternoon on reports of a patron acting suspiciously. One deputy made contact with the suspect, 34-year-old Willow Creek resident Pedro Vasquez. At Vasquez's feet, he could see the handle of a firearm sticking out. Deputy pulled out the illegally sawn-off shotgun with a pistol grip, and Vasquez was arrested for possession of an illegal weapon and booked into county jail. Arcata police are still planning to protect the Arcata Plaza during Halloween. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
The city of Arcata wants to see no repeats of Halloween festivities that caused thousands of dollars in damage to the plaza during last year's Halloween celebration. The Arcata Police Department, with assistance from other law enforcement agencies, will enforce a strict zero tolerance policy on the plaza on Wednesday night, and the center of the plaza will be cordoned off following the Arcata Main Street trick-or-treat event. Following last year's Halloween, the city had to temporarily close down the plaza to clean up graffiti, broken glass, and trash that had been left behind.
Thanks, Dan. We'll have more KINS news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
With the election just over a week away, we continue our look at the candidates and the ballot measures voters will be faced with when they enter the voting booth. At the state level, there are 11 ballot initiatives to consider. We've covered the first three. Now on to Proposition 33. It would change current law and allow car insurance companies to set prices according to whether or not a driver has carried auto insurance with the company in the past, and allow them to give proportional discounts to drivers with a prior history of coverage with the company. Proposition 34 would repeal the death penalty in California, and it promises to have a huge impact on the state budget if passed. Prop 34 would apply to those already on death row and would require those convicted of murder to work while in prison to pay for restitution. Proposition 35 would increase the penalties for human trafficking, and collected fines would be used to pay for the care of victims, as well as require anyone convicted of human trafficking to register as a sex offender. Don Anabuski, the executive director at the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, announced that REDEC is now offering microloans to local businesses looking for financing. The microloan program, approved by REDEC Board this summer, provides loans from $5,000 to $10,000 for startup businesses struggling to get loans from traditional lenders. REDEC will continue to provide loans for up to $1 million for qualified businesses through their traditional loan process. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.